Hillary Clinton, in her concession speech, said Americans should keep an open mind. She said Donald Trump deserves the chance to lead. What do you think about that? Are you ready to accept a President Donald Trump?
I'm going to have to accept a President Donald Trump. I don't plan to go to Canada or back to Cape Verde Islands or any place else. I'm going to be where I was born, in America. So I'm going to have to accept it. I'm very concerned, though, for a lot of reasons. As you know, the Senate remains in Republican hands. So there's going to be some Supreme Court appointments. There's a possibility of Obamacare being eliminated and 22 million people losing health insurance, as well as just the whole tenor of being inclusive seemingly being lost, all the gains in terms of bringing people together over the last 50 years maybe being reversed. So, you know, hold on to your seats. It could be a bumpy ride.
What are you hearing from other people in the Black community in Rhode Island? How are they reacting, processing the idea of a Trump presidency?
They're devastated. I've seen so many people say they woke up to a nightmare. Of course, you know, the Black community supported Hillary Clinton. I think it was 88% of the vote. So it's not surprising that they would be very disappointed. But there's just this feeling about, you know, our children and grandchildren, the kind of country that we want for them. And there's this sadness and there's just despair. You know, we would have thought that things would have been better for us as time went on, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that way.
Hillary Clinton acknowledged that a little bit in her speech, the idea that she still believes inclusiveness is an important American value, that the American dream is big enough for everyone, all races, all religions. Do you still feel that way, too?
Of course I feel that way, but I'm not so sure that all Americans feel that way.
How do we turn from that, Jim Vincent, and move forward? How do we continue working for inclusivity, for example, in this climate?
Well, we need to appeal to people that, you know, people are all looking for the same things. They're looking for, you know, a good job, looking for a good education for their kids. And this whole rhetoric about, you know, appealing to bigotry and appealing to misogyny is really unnecessary. I mean, if you need to do those kinds of things to get people on your side, that's not America. I think that the undercurrent of racism was from the beginning, all the way through. You know, we talk about being in a post-racial society. Obviously, we're nowhere near that. And I think there was somewhat of a white lash because of the presidency of an African American for 8 years. And for some people, that was 8 long years, coupled with gay rights and the fact that we still have Roe v. Wade and, you know, the transgender issues that have come. I guess some people felt enough was enough. They want their country back. They want Ozzie and Harriet. They want Leave It to Beaver. Those days are not coming back. But yet they had somebody, Donald Trump, that promised them that. And we're going to have to see how he delivers on some of those things that he said he was going to do for them. I'm thinking there's going to be some very disappointed people over the next couple of years.
Now, Donald Trump, in his victory speech, promised to be a president for all Americans. He talked about the need to heal division. He mentioned cleaning up inner cities. What would you like to see a President Trump do to actually try to reach across some of these divides and bring some healing?
I'd like to see him be sincere. You know, if he sincerely wants to reach out to people that are different, people of color, women, others, then, of course, let's listen to it. I'm hoping that perhaps all that campaign rhetoric was just that. And he really wants to reach out and help all Americans, not just certain Americans. We just need to talk to each other. We need to be honest about white supremacy. We need to be honest about misogyny, Islamophobia. We have to talk about it. We have to try to figure out why did college educated whites vote for Donald Trump.
Jim Vincent, president of the Providence chapter of the NAACP. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Elizabeth.